Hi there, my name is Tej Pomaraju. I'm an analyst and sports journalist and a recapper for Golden Gate Sports and Busta Sports. Today, I'll be talking about and analyzing the Warriors' brutal loss to the Clippers on Saturday, January 5th, and what they can do tomorrow on Martin Luther King Day to bounce back from it. The final score of the game was 115 to 89. Blake Griffin shot the ball at a very high percentage, and Chris Paul scored 27 points. The Warriors came into the game very strong, but were unfortunately at a disadvantage. The Clippers fan base has grown, obviously, and the Clippers are now on a 12-game home winning streak. The Warriors just seemed to lose focus. A couple nights earlier, they had beaten the Clippers by 21 up in Oakland. They underestimated the Clippers and were attacked hard. They were, of course, outscored by a score of 35 to 12 in the first quarter. This is really what doomed the Warriors to a horrible finish. Their offense was pretty steady the rest of the game, but they couldn't find a way to climb back into it. The Clippers had everything working for them on each level. Their second unit came in and beat the Warriors' first unit. The highest score for the Warriors was Klay Thompson with a low 14 points. What can I say? Clippers just showed up to play. Blake Griffin, who had struggled in Oakland, had 10 points on 2 of 11 shooting. The Clippers' offense and defense was different, and the Warriors never led after it was 10-6 in the first quarter. That was where the Clippers won a 17-0 run that really doomed the Warriors. The Warriors, now at 24-15 on the season, are no doubt humbled by that loss and have bounced back from it quite nicely. Right now, in the middle of a 12-game stretch, they are looking to put an end to their losing ways by getting a win against the Clippers in Oakland. The Warriors blew out the Clippers, and the Clippers blew out the Warriors. This is your classic rivalry. Many critics and analysts have been speculating that the Warriors and the Clippers may form the NBA's next big rivalry. Who would have thought? A couple of years ago, these two teams were amongst the league's worst. Luckily for them, they were a considerable distance away from the sixth-seeded Nuggets, but they still need to watch their backs. Their next game is another gut check slash challenge against the Clippers, who are still at the top of the conference. Rivalries are born. They never die. Rivalries live on. The names and stories may change, but the feelings stay the same. Although the Warriors-Clippers rivalry is generally new, these two teams both have potential to go head-to-head and battle out, possibly in the Western Conference Finals. But you can't forget about the Thunder. The South Cal-North Cal rivalry is perhaps the easiest to understand. But when the Warriors battle the Clippers, the players are pumped and the crowd is pumped. As two up-and-coming teams, the Clippers and the Warriors are battling for that spot that LA left, the next